Here goes. Hi, my name is Jesse Dan Yusuf. Welcome to the Fireworks Podcast. This podcast is for creatives and entrepreneurs primarily, but anybody can listen to it, honestly. Here goes nothing, or, you know, whatever this may turn out to be. Reason I'm excited about doing this is because it feels like I'm starting over. I started this podcast 2 years ago, but haven't really done much on it. But it feels like with all that's going on in the world, I believe this is a perfect time to reboot. This is a perfect time to start over. A lot of people have lost their jobs and businesses are constantly failing. Some nations and some businesses are filing for bankruptcy, and even the speaker, myself, my company Fireworks, a media and technology company, I'm not filing for bankruptcy, but quite honestly, in the past few weeks, my business hasn't been doing really well, and I just thought, what do I do personally very well? I tell stories, and I said, look, I'm going to be doing this, and I'm going to be putting out content to help as many people as possible and hopefully create a community where we inspire one another, motivate one another. So this podcast is not scripted. I wanted to, but I'm just going to shoot from the head or from the hip, so to speak. If I had to title this podcast, it would be Starting Over. And you can catch the 4 episodes where I interviewed some of my friends who are entrepreneurs about the story of success. And that's the 4 previous episodes. But this one is going to be about starting over. And I'm excited about it, honestly, because I want it to be raw. I want it to be real. I want to hit the heart of the matter. I want it to... I just want to create and tell stories. So if you're joining and you don't know who I am, my name is Jesse Nenroth Dan Yusuf. I was born in Warri, Delta State, Nigeria, but I grew up in Jos, Plateau State. I studied information technology management in Abubakar Tafawa Balewa University in Bauchi. I didn't really enjoy my course, mostly because of the school, but... well, it led me to have amazing friends, and we were mostly creatives and loved technology and loved seeing how we can combine both worlds. And that's actually my background. I love storytelling, and I love seeing how technology can be leveraged to, you know, to push storytelling boundaries. I think in my mid-teens, in secondary school, I started creative writing. I was telling stories, but I was in science class, so I used to wonder how these worlds will combine, you know. But I'm seeing the benefits of that now, because I would be studying physics, but I will take a break and find myself reading Shakespeare or one of the books that the literature students were reading. And I loved seeing how basically creativity and technology, the marriage of between that, oh my God, let me shut down that noise. But I loved seeing the marriage between creativity and technology. Yeah, and that's my background. I graduated. I went for my youth course service in Abuja, and I've been living in Abuja for the past 7 years or so. And I started my company in 2016 called Fireworks. Fireworks started out as a social media agency, and it grew to becoming a creative and digital media agency where we were offering solutions, services in web and mobile dev, social media marketing, branding and brand storytelling and a lot of those things. And we grew to I wanted us to tell our own individual stories, so we started our own media brands where we wanted to tell stories for niche audiences. Those brands did not necessarily take off, mostly because of funding, but I still believe that I'm still going to do those things. Then we tried to create some things with Fireworks Technologies. Those things did not really take off as well. But one of the things that really did well, or is still doing well, is called Campfire. And what Campfire is we created Campfire because I wanted to get stories from creatives and entrepreneurs in Nigeria so that they could just share their stories. In Africa, a lot of times, or let me just use Nigeria particularly, a lot of times you hear these people that are successful at what they do, and when you ask them how they got to where they were, one of the answers you get from them is "Na God." And because, you know, I love God and I believe in God, I actually agree with them. But, you know, just saying "Na God" or "Na by the grace of God" is not the end of the story. I believe that there's more that you may have done. On let us hear your stories of your failures. Let us hear stories of how, you know, you lost certain projects, you lost certain jobs, how you failed, how you were able to bounce back. What was your psychology going into certain things? Did you have fears? How were you able to motivate yourself? How were you able to stay optimistic? So I've been doing these events called Campfire, and they were monthly events, right? Gatherings of creatives and entrepreneurs every month in the city of Abuja, and they've been wildly successful. I usually have the room packed, and I've made amazing friends from these events, from the guests, speakers, and even from the people I get to host and the people that attend. Amazing, amazing, amazing stories that we hear of just resilience, of perseverance, and people just determining to not fail but to keep on moving. And that's what Campfire was for, you know. And now I literally was about to host my 12th or was it 11th Campfire when COVID-19 hit, and you know, the entire Abuja and Lagos went on lockdown. And that was sad because I was excited to hear from, for the first time, three female entrepreneurs that I admire, and that was sad to see. But you know, I think with all that is happening, the pandemic has forced us to think in new ways, innovative ways, and for many offices probably to strip down, you know, what they were doing. I read an article from Paul Graham, which he wrote in 2008, Paul Graham of Y Combinator. He said that startups should think more like cockroaches, and it actually makes sense, because if you travel light, you'll see that, and you should not be afraid of the dirt. You should be able to go into the trenches. Traveling light helps you just go for the goal, right? Because I think one of the reasons he said that is in a nuclear holocaust, what will survive in a city is cockroaches. So, you know, we hear stories of people that have survived the global recession in 2008, 2009, and the businesses that came from that, you know, the gig economy came from that. And now the pandemic is forcing us to create new businesses and open more doors, or force the adoption and increase adoption of certain, you know, digital avenues. For instance, what would have taken the world 3 years for us to adopt to, we've adopted to it in 3 months. One of those is education. You know, a lot of us now are, or the whole world is learning via digital education. You know, EdTech is really booming. And that's something personally I'm looking into and seeing how Fireworks can venture into that. But basically, you know, okay, let me just finish mentioning some of the things that the pandemic, you know, is bringing. So digital ed, or ed tech, you know, we've seen some form of success there as the world is pivoting, right, and adopting digital strategies. We've seen virtual events pop up. We've seen people build digital solutions and help small brands and businesses with their digital transformation. We are seeing more of community and networking platforms pop up digitally as a way to help people just stay in touch, but also to inspire and motivate one another, right? So we're seeing those platforms, and we're seeing a lot of different ways people are telling stories via Instagram Live, you know. It's so sad that, or should I say sad? I don't know, but Zoom is winning the game with, you know, the, what's this thing called? Streaming and video conferencing, right? And even though Skype was there before, but Zoom has, you know, been winning. And unfortunately, a lot of businesses are just dying, you know. Yesterday I saw that, I heard the car rental company is going to be filing for bankruptcy, and like literally the world is changing. People are talking about Airbnb, if they'll be able to survive this, you know. But I don't know. I suggest everyone should read their CEO's letter. It was beautifully written. Honestly, it's something I think I can learn. Well communicated he about letting some people go and some of the benefits they will gain even while they are leaving. But the world is changing, and if you've lost your job or you've lost your business, I think this is the perfect time for you to start over. This is the perfect time for you to pivot in some ways. And I know so many of us may have lost our confidence. So many of us may have or are still trying to figure out what to do. What I'll say is, don't just sit on your hands, right? Do not let fear make you immobile. Do not let fear cut off your legs. You should at this moment try and be tasting different things. If you are 50, get on TikTok. There's nothing wrong with just tasting the scenery or just trying to know what's happening in that space. And get on social media, you know, see what people are doing and see how you can adopt it into your own lifestyle. And that will really, really help. Build a personal brand, teach courses on what you know and love. Just go out there. That's what I'll encourage you people to do. So I would really, really love to connect with more people. You can join a community that I'm trying to build so that we can help community of creative entrepreneurs this period. Let us inspire one another. Let us motivate one another and learn from one another. So you can follow me at Jesse Dan Yusuf across all social media platforms, or you can go to, okay, I don't know how you're listening to it, but in some way there will be a way you can get on our newsletter to sign up, and so that we can all just stay motivated, basically. Yeah, I want to just talk about some certain entrepreneurs that some of us know and admire that have started over. I think one of the most prominent is Steve Jobs, the late Steve Jobs. Some people call him the greatest entrepreneur of our time. Well, that's subjective, but I admire him personally. Steve Jobs was fired by the company he helped found. He founded Apple and he was fired from it. Steve Jobs then moved on to start Next, the company Next, and he, you know, became an investor and helped co-found Pixar as well. And these companies, actually Apple ended up buying Next, and Pixar, we know Pixar, and Pixar is now, you know, one of the biggest animation studios, and is run by, I was later bought by Disney. So We know many, that's Steve Jobs. And even speaking of Walt Disney, he had a failed production company and he was labeled as lacking creativity. You know, at a point he was living on dog food and he was unable to pay his rent, honestly. So I don't know where you are, what your state of mind is right now. What I'll say is do not give up. And I'm actually even speaking to myself as well, especially creatives, entrepreneurs, creators. They call some of us starving artists, right? This is a period where I think we should keep on creating so that we can move from starving artists to thriving artists. I don't know if you make sense of that, but just keep creating. Keep creating. It is okay to start over. It is okay to start over. Do not judge yourself. You are not your failure. And honestly, I'm not even just trying to sound like a motivational speaker or anything, but I just feel this decade is our decade. Be encouraged. And when I say our, I mean we creatives. Like, people are consuming more content. This is the age of the content creators. Heck, Joe Rogan just signed $100 million deal with Spotify some days ago to carry his entire content from YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and migrate it to Spotify. And after that was announced, Spotify's stock blew up by $5 billion. Essentially, Joe Rogan is worth $5 billion. And that means content creators, this is your time. Create. Stop looking at the competition. You don't have any competition. Everybody, just tell your story or tell the kind of stories you want to tell. People are looking for stories to tell or to consume, rather. So stop copying people. There are going to be thousands of people doing the same thing, but there's only one you. Tell your own story. Post that vlog. Create that vlog now. Create that podcast. And like I said, as I'm speaking to you, I'm speaking to myself. So I will try my best to see how I can release this podcast every day, Mondays to Fridays, right? And I hope you enjoy it. Please stay connected with me. And I hope this makes sense. So, guys, this is your year. This is your season. This is your moment. Let us create. I'm going to be starting a creative sprint. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook so that you're going to join in this process. I will want like hundreds or probably thousands of creatives and creators just creating at the same time without judging yourself or looking for validation, but you're just creating what you love. Is that okay, guys? So thank you for listening. Like I said, this is going to be real raw, and let's do it, guys. Have a great one. You're listening to the Fireworks Podcast with Jesse Dainsif. I was about to say I love you. Yes, I love you. Listening. Take care. Bye.